going to call the meeting to order. Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinberg.
Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
Steve Komarkowitz.
Here.
Dave Klimisch.
Here.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Quorum being present. Item 4, minutes of the meetings of the regular meetings dated February 19, 2018, March 5, 2018, and special meeting dated March 5, 2018. Presented to board members in written form.
Move approval of all three.
Second.
Motion by Chris, second by Dave. Any comment or question? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 5, citizens' comments.
Mr. President, there were no sign-ups this evening.
Anybody wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Hearing none, I'll close citizens' comments. Move on to item 6, administrator's report.
Mr. President, I do not have anything this evening.
Moving on to item 7, new business. First item is item A, consider the request of Fountain Ridge LLC to release draw number 7 of the letter of credit for the Fountain Ridge development.
Mr. President, members of the board, this evening I bring before you a letter of reduction of credit for the Fountain Ridge development, generally located on 90th Avenue and 83rd Street within Pleasant Prairie. First screen shows you the location. The second screen is going to show the work that's complete to date as of January 8th of 18. Next slide. And then the work of draw number 7, and that's all the work that was done as of January 8th of 18 per our records. It shows pretty much everything is done in there. The development is really taking shape. It's looking nice. Next slide. And so staff went through the calculations of the retainage that needs to be held versus the amount of the public retainage, some new work that was done on the County Trunk H, a couple of change orders held retainage, and we are recommending a net reimbursement of $168,152.38 at this time.
Move to concur with the superintendent's recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Steve. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item B, consider 2018-19 liability and property insurance proposals.
Mr. President and Village Board, I bring to you the renewal proposals from our insurance companies. This is the third year in a three-year bid cycle. So next year we will be going out and opening the field to all interested companies. But at this point, based on the renewals that I have received, I would recommend renewing with our current carriers. From our current carriers, the price increase is like 3%. The proposed premium is $565,043, an increase of $16,769, or 3%. You can see the attached premium comparison worksheet, and that shows you the coverages and deductibles and the carrier. Workman's comp is our biggest portion of our insurance premium at 60%. That only increased slightly by $1,196. Our experience mod stayed about the same, only increasing 1 cent from 82 to 83, and payroll increased 9% or 452,000, but the state rates by class decreased 5 to 7%, therefore giving us a very low premium increase of 1,196. Our second largest insurance coverage is liability insurance at 22% of our premium. We increased 8,104 in that category, or 7.1%. The base increase is 1.5%. The rest of the increase is, or the next reason for increase, is an increase in the number or value of vehicles that we are having insured. Those both went up. And the rest of the increase is based on our loss experience. For the past 4 years, Allegiant has paid out $1.1 million in claims, and we've only paid $587,714 in premiums. So we had a couple three, four large claims, which accounted for that $1.1 million. And our third category is boiler and property insurance at 10% of our premium. It increased $3,113. That increase is all based on the value of the property insured of $10.8 million. The village has a 2018 budget of $589,000 for insurance. So for 2018, we'll be under budget for workman's comp by $28,779 and over budget slightly for liability and property by $4,821. My recommendation is to renew with our current carriers, League of Wisconsin Municipalities for our liability, and Travelers for workman's comp, property, and crime coverage.
How do we, a year from now, we renew for another three-year contract?
Yeah, we open it, the market up to, or our bid open to other carriers too. So whoever wants to bid, we'll let them bid and the whole market will be open. So if a current carrier like the League or Travelers are currently doing it can rebid on the other ones too, other lines, or there could be a couple new ones coming in and then we'll see who the best rates are at that point. And then we renew them for 3 years based on having a pretty reasonable renewal each year.
What was the reason for the increase of $8,000 in the liability section?
Because of our loss experience. We had losses paid out in the last 4 years of $1.1 million, and we paid premiums only of $500,000. And with the League no longer having our workman's comp coverage, they don't have the cushion there that they did in the past. So they increased that for that reason.
Move approval of the insurance proposals.
Second.
Motion by Dave, second by Mike. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 8, Village Board comments.
Mr. President, I just want to point out it's nice to have county representation. County Supervisor Jeff Wambolt here. And it's nice working together with the county and the state and the other municipalities. There's a lot going on, and it's good to have cross-government representation.
Nice to have a friend on the board, Jeff.
I'll thank everybody else that shows up regularly other than Jeff. You guys are valued, too.
All meetings aren't this short, Jeff. Believe
me. Now, why you can be? Because a short one.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Chris. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. We're done. See you soon.